Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Babe.
Yeah, what's up?
It's the last show.
We're here. It's end of the year.
End of the year. It's the last show, the last day. We've had a whole year together.
Exciting, fun time.
Haven't hated. Well, I hated you on, when was it, Monday? For a bit, about the Cirque du Soleil. Hated you briefly yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, the rest of the year didn't hate you. So that's good.
We've done well.
Done well to not hate each other and still call each other in the morning and stuff. So love you.
Love you. Fun times. Fun year.
Yeah.
We will talk. Cute. We'll talk more about the year.
Not going to get too sentimental.
So why?
I don't really care. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing really matters to me. Can't hurt me.
Is that right? If it doesn't matter, it can't hurt.
Yep. That's the rule. Nothing matters. I don't care about anyone except for Walter.
We've got one more show until a big old break, and we're back mid-Jan, I think.
January 16th.
You got that locked in?
Yeah, babe. I've got that in my head. Oh, sorry, 17th, 16th.
17th. I think it's.
Who knows?
Who knows? Around then. So just expect your podcast the next day, guys.
Yeah, it'll be so exciting. But in the meantime, you can re-listen to old episodes.
And what's happening with It's a Lot, by the way?
We've got a few different things. We've got some episodes for the next couple of weeks, and we've got some reruns, and we've got some compilations, and we've got Just the Gist replays. We've got lots of stuff.
Yeah. So you still get some chat for you.
You'll still get every week an It's a Lot episode that's, you may have heard it before, but it'll be cut differently, you know. So
yeah,
just keep an eye out.
Fun.
Yeah, and you can also listen to all the rest of the episodes. Like, now it's been almost 3 years of It's a Lot.
Wow.
So,
started on the floor. Started on the lounge room floor.
Lounge room floor. So, if you are missing me, go back and listen. I can guarantee you haven't listened to all of them.
Really?
Being rude to the audience. Well, there's so many.
Yeah, there is.
And now there's two a week.
Yeah.
So, surely.
Two It's a Lot a week.
And I've got a live podcast at Beyond the Valley. On New Year's Eve, if anyone's going to go, I'm really scared there's going to be no one in the podcast tent with me.
I'll be there.
Will you?
Yeah, Lucy and I come.
Are you really? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we'll be there.
At least it'll be you and Lucy. But you know what? Wouldn't be bad if I could rock up and just talk absolute nonsense and no one would notice. If
no one would notice.
Actually, it could be better if no one comes. I'm still getting paid regardless.
Totally. If no one comes, if there's no one in there, I'll heckle. The whole time it'll just be you on a microphone and me yelling. Me, Bennis.
Peaking Task Manager. You and Lucy.
Me, Lucy, Bennis. Maddie will be there. Bennis's partner. We'll
get,
all just be yelling.
Get our friends to text me heckles. Like, get like.
A tickle.
Get tickled.
Get tickled.
Get tickled. You're doing shit. Anyway, really excited
big
for the holidays. Big show. Big show. Big show.
Ooh, big celebrity guest for Chatteries, by the way.
Oh, huge deal. Huge deal. Huge deal.
Ah, that's great. That's 7:30. Next, though, we must talk about Debate Club. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast. You are about to enter the debate club of Hot Nights. The people are real. The debates are real. The rulings are final. This is the Hot Nights Debate Club.
And welcome to the Hot Nights Debate Club.
Stop. Stop. Give me that. Give me that gavel.
What do you mean?
Give me the gavel. It's time to give me the gavel.
No, we agreed last week the Debate Club was the best segment.
Give me the gavel. It's, well.
I'm sorry, what?
It employs.
Listen, no. You saw I put that question box up the other day, I think it was Wednesday, and said, what's your least favourite segment? Everyone on Instagram said, guys, the Debate Club's got to go.
Not everyone. You can't say everyone.
Okay.
How many?
There was at least 10 people.
Oh, okay.
10 people.
Oh.
Two of them said the adjudicator sounds like he's putting on a fake voice.
That's so weird.
And I was like, well, don't come for the adjudicator, but I think he is.
Order. Order.
No.
Please.
Stop hitting the thing. Give that to me. Give it to me. Abby, can you get it? Give it to me.
Give him the gavel.
Oh, yeah, this was the gavel I got you as a gift.
Listen, sometimes things run their course, right?
Totally. Like relationships and...
Hey. Oh, he's looking at me like a puppy.
I don't know what you're saying.
If you want to know what I'm saying, I'm going to say it right now. The debate club. Case closed. Finished.
I don't know why actually you've decided this.
I didn't decide. People decided.
No, but like, it's my show. I don't care if people don't like it.
No, I think you should care if people don't like it because
why?
That's the whole point. Mm. Oh, the adjudicator's crying.
Adjudicator's mate, actually crying.
I didn't choose.
He's got no job now. How's he going to celebrate Christmas?
I don't know. I haven't.
Does he get a payout at least?
I haven't shut down his family. Like,
is he redundant?
Yes. A redundancy package coming.
Is there a package coming for him?
It's not big, but there is one coming.
You got a package. Is that all right?
That's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Are you okay with packages?
Well, I just think we should rework this in the new year and see what, because I really like fighting.
I mean, that's not news to anyone, but we could. What do we do that other time? We did Abby's Fight Club.
Yeah, but maybe we reworked Bait Club and make it shorter. People are saying it's too long. Maybe we make it shorter.
People
only are
saying
one,
too long.
Only one go each.
I can make it shorter.
No,
make
mate.
It shorter.
You've been made redundant. No. Get out.
No.
Order!
Adjudicator. It's okay, adjudicator. Don't. Rowan, I think you're being a bit extreme.
Has a name. What's his name?
I think you're being a bit extreme.
Am I happy?
What was that?
Pretending to be the adjudicator.
That was really bad because there's only one adjudicator.
Well, not anymore. There's no adjudicators, if I'm honest.
Okay, so we've got... Okay, so we... Look, I think over summer...
Just before
summer,
Christmas?
Yeah,
just
mate,
before Christmas.
Fired. Gone. What? Look, I didn't decide.
You did. Listen, You're the one that started this conversation.
I said that I potentially didn't like it. I hated it. And then people... We said... Then we did the whole, give us your feedback. What don't you like? Everyone said debate club. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for... Look, you guys may not be. That's fine. But I'm here... For the listeners.
Well, if there's one thing I can say before I go.
Yeah, okay.
I actually prefer you didn't say anything. It'd make it easier.
Well, I'd just like to say.
Is this microphone off?
Sorry, should work. Speak. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, well.
That sucks anyway.
Get out. No. Come back. Speak.
I'd just like to say.
No, it's not working. No, you can turn it on yourself.
I'd just like to say, Ms. Chatfield, it's been a pleasure. And Mr. Edwards.
I'd like my mic.
You're a f***ing nice, Lady Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Here we are.
Last day of school.
Because you know what you need on the last day of school?
Pizza.
Pizza party, baby.
Party.
Let's have a little pizza party in here, guys. I got myself a little meat lovers.
I got a Domino's with barbecue sauce.
See, I like...
Sorry, pepperoni barbecue sauce. Why did I say Domino's?
Well, you technically
did. Plug.
Technically did.
You know what I actually want to bring up, though, about Domino's?
Please, let's do it right now.
You annoys
me. What's up?
It really upsets me.
Delicious stuff, though.
Have you... Delicious. Love. Yeah. I think Domino's is the best pizza, genuinely. This isn't sponsored, by the way. Wish it was.
So nice. We love it.
I'm wondering, have you ever had a Domino's in the UK?
I don't think so, no. Oh, I've had a Canadian Domino's.
Okay. Domino's in the UK is superior.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
You know why?
Why?
They may have in Canada as well. They have that garlicky, creamy dipping sauce that you dip the pizza into.
There is something about Australia. Why do we not have dipping sauces and sauces to put on the pizza?
It's a... In Canada, do they have it?
Yes. It was like they also did. In Canada's big for like ranch.
Yes. UK.
And like blue cheese dip is also really nice. Sounds a bit off, but it's beautiful.
One of the best meals I've ever had was in Scotland, in Glasgow.
Yeah.
A Domino's with a dipping. And I just thought, when I got home, I tried to figure out recipes to try and make it. How hard would it be to just add the dipping sauce onto the menu here?
I don't know why we don't do dipping sauce. Like, we do dipping sauces for like chips. That's quite normal for the Australians.
Yeah.
But for pizza, you would never get sauce for pizza.
But we should, though.
But
anyway,
you should.
That's my issue. So that's all I'm going to say. Hey, did you ever have a muck-up day? We should have had a muck-up day.
Why did we not have a muck-up day?
Did you ever have one at school?
Well, actually, our high school used to do them. They're not very big in Tasmania, but they used to do them at our school. I'm not going to say it because it was a bit naughty. We never did one because a couple of years ahead of us, those boys, they did the classic one. You ever heard the four pig thing?
No.
You've never heard of the poor pig? Yeah, see, they did the classic four pig situation. And it hadn't really got round Tassie, but the more people I tell up here, they're like, oh, everyone does that. They got three pigs. And they let
Actual pigs.
Pigs.
Right, Tasmania, loose, so to someone's house.
Totally. Yep. Someone bought them from Relby or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Three pigs, but they labelled them one, like pig one, pig two, and someone put pig four. So they spent hours trying to find pig three. Where's pig three? And it just was like, that was, and they were like, righto.
That's pretty
we
funny.
We gave
that's,
you a moment.
That's pretty funny.
They did the classic. They did, and I just thought it was the funniest thing if everyone did. And they were like, no, because so everyone's going to try and top that.
Well, I reckon my school topped it.
What did you do?
Okay, so I went to a Catholic girls' school. And now just prepare yourself because
it's
shocking for me because I don't break rules.
I'm ready.
So our school said that you weren't allowed to do a muck update. And it's like, well, that's the whole point. Is you not allowed
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Our school said that if you do it, then we won't write you a letter of recommendation. You can't come to ATC, which was our final, like, we'd sing like Catholic thing? School. No, like our year 12, like we would sing and we'd get our little awards or whatever.
You can't come.
Can't come, which was, it was like the highlight of everyone's year was ATC.
Right. Okay.
So.
Oh God.
The annual Thanksgiving ceremony. So.
Okay. Now I get it.
Back, big deal.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So they just built a new library, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the biggest rule in the library was you weren't allowed to bring your school bags in.
Oh, you badass girl. I don't even want to know exactly what you've done.
So, year 12s in our Facebook group said, let's take our school bags in.
Rock on, man.
So there's a photo of us with our school bags.
Oh, you badass.
And hats on inside.
Hats on school bags at the library.
Catholic girls gone crazy.
The librarian would have been off a face.
I think we then also put whiteboard markers on the glass because we could wipe it off.
Yeah, so it wasn't too badass.
Yeah, it was.
See, last day stuff is just berserk.
It's so, babe, I know, but it was like crazy because it was the biggest deal ever. Like,
crazy
like,
girls.
We used to get in so much trouble if we brought our school bags into the library. I have no idea why.
Crazy girls. Yeah, well.
I think I might have worn a pink hair tie as well.
You're a badass. Sorry, I caught that. It could be because they don't want you stealing the new edition of Guinness Book of World Records because, you know, it was always a big deal.
Yeah, or the new version of the Bible.
How many new versions could you do with the Bible? Isn't the Bible like the store, like the thing?
I don't know. I never read it.
Like the Bible, like 200 years ago, would be the same as the Bible now, right?
I don't know.
They don't put new characters.
Then there's like Vatican II and stuff that like revise the rules or something. I don't know, Catholic stuff.
I don't know if you could be revising Jesus' rules if he died. Like,
yeah, but Vatican II.
What's Vatican II? I don't even know.
Where the Catholic Church changed rules. The Catholic Church keeps changing rules, babe. The Pope said condoms are allowed now.
Oh.
I think.
Don't. Oh, yeah, yeah. Max is nodding very knowingly.
I think you said condoms are allowed, which is like a big deal because before, no sex or pleasure, babe.
So Vatican II
just for reproduction.
Vatican II is like Web 3.
I don't know what that means.
Like crypto?
Oh, yeah. Vatican II.
It's a blockchain.
Yeah, it's a blockchain.
The religious blockchain.
So, yeah, my school was pretty crazy. So I just wanted to show off a little bit. So our mock-up day, what could we have done? You know what would have been really,
I don't
know. You know what have been really funny and annoying for everyone?
What?
Similar level of taking a school bag into taking all the mic socks off and hiding them somewhere.
That's so funny.
That would have been funny.
Sorry, no, it's funny. One of the audio producers, like our Kai, one of the ones in this building, sent a big email this morning going, hey guys, there's five missing. Who's taking them? Did you do
really?
It?
Really?
Did you do it? Someone's doing a muck-up day. Someone's doing our muck-up day.
Someone's saying our idea.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
Next year, I reckon we should do a muck-up day.
No, mic socks anywhere.
All right.
Oh, no, it's whatever, Jeff. On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast. Live on Hot Nights with Abby Sheffield. It's time to play Celebrity. I mean, it was all right.
I didn't realise that it was celebrity categories because there isn't a celebrity in here. So.
Well, we definitely ending the year on a bang, baby. Who are you versing?
Rowan.
Me.
Oh, mate, come on. All right, so we're doing categories. Yeah. Here's what happens. The first category is the category. It's my category. Without listeners need to know. It's whatever I like.
Mate.
Second category is the contestant's category, which is Rowan's category. Whatever he likes, then reason. And the third category is the producer's category.
Yeah.
And today we have our adjudicator back for a shift, just a freelance shift.
He's actually just on a casual rate and he's making a killer day rate, to be fair.
Oh, sorry, the adjudicator had to go, so it's just producer Max.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Still crying, probably.
Yeah,
crying.
He's pretty upset out there.
Okay, select
right, so names as buzzers.
Names as buzzers.
Sweet. All right, let's begin. I'm actually really nervous because I hope you don't win.
This is fun. You guys never get to verse each other.
We never do. I think next year we should do it more verse.
I reckon we need a game where we verse each other next year.
Maybe debate club.
Maybe.
I'll just go get the adjudicator. Yeah, it's probably free. Question number one is Abby's category, which is Lime Cordial lyrics.
Have you heard of Lime Cordial?
I know the boys.
The boys is my... I love them. You know I love them.
Yeah, I love them.
You listen to their music ever?
Sometimes.
No, you don't. You listen to EDM and Deep House.
if Tommy Trash wrote it, I'm listening to it. All right.
Totally. Okay. But you don't listen to Lime Cordial. You haven't seen them live since 2016.
No, that's a full lie. I saw them at the Tivoli 2021.
Yeah, and I said you haven't been seeing them since 2016. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a full truth.
Actually, when was the last time you went to one of their shows?
Well, obviously, I go to the last one because I had a panic attack.
So I went to their show.
No, I went to their show. I saw them at Base in the Grass. Ha ha. Front row. Ha ha.
How has this turned into debate club?
Well, because it's natural, baby.
Maybe we just need to do anything with us and it'll turn into a like debate club.
Okay, Lime Cordial lyrics. Continue these lyrics.
Okay.
I was on the road to meet you halfway. Yeah, I was on my way to a face-to-face.
To a face-to-face. I was to meet you halfway. I was on my road to a
Rowan.
Face-to-face.
Rowan.
You just Googled that.
Nothing's open. I should have Googled it. Face to face. Let me get lost in your space.
Incorrect.
Abby Chatfield is the voice of Grace. Oh, wait, what? Okay.
Incorrect.
I was on my way to a face to face. Oh, my God.
Three.
I was on the road to meet you halfway. I was on my way to a face to face. Oh, my
three,
God.
Two, come on. Two. I would have buzzed out by now.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. Bro, I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh. I was on the road to meet you halfway. I was on the way to a face-to-face.
But I don't see how you take it. You never try to smile, falling at your feet daily, but now I know you're just making faces to not offend.
What song? Which one's
faces
that?
Faces to not offend. Yeah. I was on the road to meet... Is that inappropriate behavior? It's just inappropriate behavior.
Correct.
All right, Neil. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, got it.
Wow.
I was on the way
to a face-to-face. Oh, my God. I was on the road to meet you. That's how it goes.
Okay, zero. Oh,
I'm
going
to listen to all their albums back to back, baby. Have you psyched me out?
Hey, but even I had a go at it. So I was probably closer
than
that.
Yeah, but I knew that I need to get it right.
Bet my words even right.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Over to Rowan's category.
Yeah.
Which is the PlayStation game God of War.
Yeah. Ragnarok, brand new game on the PlayStation 5. You can get it on 4 as well.
Abby, have you played God of War?
All last night, so I'm surprised today.
Okay, you might know this question then.
The question is, names as buzzers.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Where does Odin live?
Abby.
Rowan!
Abby.
Odinville.
It is not Odinville, I'm sorry.
Asgard.
Oh, sorry, Rowan, you just need to buzz in there.
Oh, Rowan!
Yep.
Asgard.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Well, feels like a silly name for someone to live.
Ooh, okay.
So, by the way, guys, it is so good. If you have a PlayStation 4 or 5 and you want to get a new game, get God of War. Ragnarok. It is so good.
Abby, you need to get this right to stay in the game.
I don't feel sick. All right.
Okay.
I was on the road to meet you halfway.
So if either of us don't get this, I win. Yes. Yes.
Correct. But if Abby gets it, we go to the tiebreaker.
Okay. All right.
But I don't see how you take it.
The random category, as selected by me, the sole producer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is American reality television.
That feels a bit biased.
Well,
if I'm honest.
Well, let's see what happens, baby.
Let's see what happens.
Name the first winner of American Idol.
Abby. Jordan's. Kelly Clarkson.
I'll just ask you to clarify your
Kelly
answer.
Kelly Clarkson.
She said Jordan first.
No, I didn't. Kelly Clarkson.
Mate.
Kelly Clarkson.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Come on.
Don't do this.
On,
you know what the right... You know what the right... My middle name is Jordan, so... Max, you know exactly. You know
Kelly
what
Clarkson.
I would do here. You know what I would
Kelly
do
Clarkson.
Here.
Kelly Clarkson.
Look, it's up to you, mate. You choose,
break away. I spin my wings and I'll learn how to fly.
Okay, this will just show your bias through, you know, come on. What is it?
It is correct. Kelly Clarkson.
Yay! Such an asshole. Yay!
Well, also, I haven't won yet.
So now we are at the tiebreaker.
Okay. Come on, mate. Come on. Isn't it more fun having more Jeopardy?
And the surprise final category is executive producer Max.
Oh, okay.
What? That's
the category.
It's a question. You're the category.
Yeah, I'm the category.
Okay, all right, okay.
What is executive producer Max's favourite carbonated drink?
Rowan. Coke, no sugar in a bottle.
Incorrect.
Carbonated drink. Coke, no sugar. I thought it was Coke, no sugar as well. Abby. Pepsi Max.
No, it was Diet Coke. So neither of you win.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, that's poetic.
No, I actually won because you...
I spent my wings on a bird out of fly.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Gotta end the show one of these.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Good to meet you.
Miss Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time, yeah.
Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, having a good time, yeah. Oh, did you used to do a drop?
What do you think I did?
Oh. Guys, if you've ever seen Bridesmaids and the scene where Kristen Wiig is in his first class trying to seduce the guy to let her stay in first class, that's exactly what Abby's doing right now. Exactly. It's quite mysterious. I was expecting you to talk first, so that's... I was definitely mysteriously out.
That's pretty cool. What are we doing? Last week we did Miss Mysterious and I went to the Arias and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
Kind of did.
You know what? It kind of did.
Kind of did, I think.
Yeah, went home and cried for a bit. But now we're doing a holiday edition because I've got a long time without practice in between, so...
That is actually true.
Because it was the best Miss Mysterious I'd done last week, but I still didn't get any. So, or even a crush. So I think we've got to do it.
You did great. You did a really good job, actually, didn't you?
I did. So we're going to do holiday edition because I'm going to be away for a month. And I need it, guys. I really need it.
Mysteriousness? Well, I keep saying to you, maybe you just need to be real direct. Like, hey, come over here and help me.
No, but I am direct. Are you joking? That's my whole shtick. And it hasn't been working thus far.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I'll say, I have a crush on you, by the way, to people. And I'll go, cool, so do I. I think so they feel bad for me.
They feel bad for you?
I go, yeah, I have one as well.
So we should
do... And they go, me too, oh my God. And I go, oh my God, do you want to consummate this? And they go, no.
And you go, oh, okay.
Well, to be fair, my period.
Again. Okay, so should we do a little? So you're going to you'll be near a beach, right? So you need like beach stuff.
Yep.
So maybe we should do like a role play. You're at the beach and I'm at the beach.
Yep.
Are you just hanging at the beach, or do I walk past, or you're walking past me? How do you want this scene to look, Miss Mysterious?
I'm walking. That's up to you, but I guess I would like to. I'll walk past you and I'll see you on the beach.
Okay. All right. So I'm minding my own business. You?
I'm infiltrating. Okay. Oh, no, that's not very mysterious. No.
I was going to say, that's not
you true. Infiltrate me.
I'll infiltrate you. Don't worry about that.
All right. So I'm sitting
Pause.
There.
Pause.
All right.
Here we go. And cue beach. Oh, wow. Surf's up. Hit a killer wave. Oh, hey. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Good, thanks. I've just spent all morning surfing.
Cool.
I'm not great at surfing. I'm just trying. I'm learning. I heard it's a great workout. It is actually, to be fair, a great workout. Also, it's good for the tan. Sorry, I'm talking about myself too much. This is what I do. What's your name?
My name's Abby.
Hi, Abby. Ooh.
So why are you learning to surf?
Well, I'm Ben, first off, anyway. And I just thought it'd be a good workout. Plus, get out in the sun, slip, slop, slap, and barrel roll. You know what I'm saying? On the beach, baby.
Yeah,
sorry, am I talking too much? Or
No, it's fine, Ben. Sorry, I'm sorry that I didn't ask for your name.
That's all right. No one does, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
All right, Ben. Well, you seem deeply insecure, so I don't really want you to infiltrate me. So find someone else.
I was just trying to have a nice day. Okay, Ben. I think pretty rude from you.
Well,
I think I'm pretty rude.
Ben was annoying me.
Okay, all right, okay, okay.
Ben was annoying me.
All right, Ben was actually, to be fair, Ben was pretty annoying.
Ben was so annoying. But Ben was, you know why? Because Ben was how I am. So Ben annoyed me.
Oh, okay, all right, all right. Well, I will be.
Be better.
Okay, I'll be. All right.
Whoever you were last week at the Arias.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right, okay, yeah, yeah. Done deal. And QC. Anyway, that new album should be finished soon. It's pretty sick. Oh, hang on one second. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, just having to relax.
Do you like music?
Love music. Have you got a new record?
I make it.
You make music?
Yeah.
Cool, what kind?
Fun one. Fun stuff, fun music.
Cool, would I know anything?
Probably.
Hot.
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
Have you got an aria?
What? I have three.
You got three arias?
Yeah. Like, it's actually funny. In the industry, we call them thrarias. So you got three of them?
Is that?
You actually get aria one, two, and then all of a sudden you're in the thraria club. And so technically, I'm in the thraria club.
That's pretty cool. So you don't know what kind of music you make?
No, I know. No, it's a good, like, mix between, like, deep house and, like, folk music.
Folk.
Yeah. That's actually cool. How you meant to say it.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
I don't know why people
that's
say
pretty cool.
Folk.
So I wouldn't know any. I wouldn't know it.
Probably.
That's pretty cool. So
you might know my big one, Late Night at the Salon. Late Night Salon. You know the one.
Oh, actually. Oh, my God. I love that track.
Yeah. So,
off the record.
Off the record. Yeah. What do you want to say? I won't tell anyone.
Did I bend by any chance?
Yo, is that guy down there? He sucks.
He sucks, dude. My God, wasn't he so annoying?
He was trying to talk to me and I was like, dude.
Oh, Ben, we don't care if you learn how to surf.
I think we got something in common. Should we get out of here?
Let's go, Keith.
Okay. And see, that felt better. Okay, all right.
You
I think I know
it. Find mutual hates.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you should come with me and you should annoy someone and annoy me. Then I can go, how annoying is that guy?
I'm a plant.
Yeah. I reckon you were being... I don't know why you were nervous just then, but you were nervous both times. Because I'm finally reached...
Mysterious.
All right, that's enough. I reckon we're done with this mysterious, to be honest.
Okay, great.
Unless we have someone in studio that I could push things with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Like a relationship or like
yeah,
just...
No, oh. I mean like if we have someone who's like, I don't know, super mysterious or like we want to see what they think or a comedian or, you know, someone that I could have different skills because musicians were down pat with. I mean, like
musos are good.
Well, musos are easy.
Jenny won't like that if I'm honest. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot.
It's the last hour of the year. Well, for us.
For us, yeah.
Crazy, crazy. Anyway.
You know what, guys? If you want to have some external fun now, feel free.
Wow. Are you letting them go now?
Yeah, let them go a bit early.
All right. I mean, early, Mark. It is the end of the year for us.
Fun Fact Friday.
I had one early in the week. Hmm. And I'm... still got it, so let me just. Sorry, one sec. I just need to cough. One sec.
You're right.
Sorry, that's.
Do you want to do one or not?
I do. Sorry, just needed a cough, finished coughing just then.
You're right, okay.
The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
Fun Fact Friday.
Wow.
Yep, so.
I had no idea.
Aye.
Is it really? They have a mythical creature, is there?
Uh-huh. It was apparently chosen because of its connection with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity and innocence in Celtic mythology.
Wow.
That's just off the top of my head, though. That wasn't
the horny horse.
The horny horse.
Horse?
Horse. All right. Yeah, fun. All right. What's next?
Influence of the week. Hot Nights. Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Time for this.
Hey guys, love friends, it's me.
Today we are checking out.
Hello, that's my channel.
All right, my friends, something very exciting might be happening today.
Oh, our last influencer of the week.
Yeah, that's right.
I really don't want to talk about this man, but we're going to do it. So, because you know what? I'm now calling him an influencer.
Right.
So, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
You know him. Who's recently bought Twitter and it's all gone to shit.
Yeah.
He is predicted to be the most followed account on Twitter as of January 17, 2023. Mm-hmm. So, he's got a pretty strong trajectory. Barack Obama is currently the most followed.
Yep. Okay, that's a lot.
Influencer Barack Obama. And, you know, now Elon Musk will be the world's biggest influencer. So
wow.
I'm excited to just call him an influencer from now on in a really patronizing way.
He influences a lot of things, to be fair. Like a lot. Like he
destroyed Twitter. In like 4 days.
He actually destroyed.
Well done.
He actually destroyed.
So influence, I guess influence can be positive or negative. He does influence a lot.
Do you know much about that getting a blue tick now where it's like subscription based? How does that work?
And you can pay, I don't know, because I don't really have, I have Twitter, but I don't really use it.
Never use it.
I think it's like you pay $8 a month and then you have a blue tick.
people were signing up and like pretending they were just other people and like.
And other, pretending there were other companies as well.
Oh,
there was a pharmaceutical company. That someone pretended to be. And you know how in the US, obviously, the healthcare system is completely cooked?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
So insulin to keep people with diabetes alive in the US is, like, thousands of dollars a month. Like, it's
really?
Like, yeah, because they just wrought it up because it's a privatized healthcare system.
Oh.
There's no restrictions. It's the same as, like, PrEP, like HIV medication. It's just so expensive, whereas
really?
Here it's subsidized, so yeah. It has to be a reasonable cost, right?
Yeah.
So in the US, there's this company who have like hiked the price of insulin where people are choosing between food and insulin, so you're dying either way.
Oh my God.
In the US, really regularly.
That's so bad.
And someone got a verification on that account and said, insulin's free now. Slade. And the company were like, this was not us. It's like very funny because they have to like, retracted, like, no, we're still charging you so much money that you can't live.
You still have to say they're charging you heaps of cash.
They get paid $3 an hour in the US to be a waiter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. So our biggest influencer now is Elon Musk. I mean, you know, he's in good company.
Yeah.
Got Charli D'Amelio,
yeah.
Addison Rae, Elon Musk. What a trio.
Yeah, that's actually the holy trinity.
The holy trinity of influencers are those three. And then Tammy Hambrow somewhere in there as well.
She'd be close. Queen.
I mean, she at least slays.
Slays.
Whereas Elon Musk, I would say, does not slay. But it's exciting for him, I guess. I'm glad that he's the king of his little platform. It's so exciting for him, isn't he?
He's the new Tom of MySpace.
He's gaining 270,000 followers a day. Who was there's got to be some sort of
anyone could fudge the numbers, he could fudge the numbers.
It's got to be some sort of conspiracy theory here. Like, sorry, babe. Oh, he's tweeting 84% more since buying Twitter.
All right,
but
that'll
babe,
help.
Also, Twitter, whatever. Who cares?
People aren't still doing Twitter, are they?
Americans love Twitter, babe.
Still doing Twitter.
I just feel like Twitter's always where people get in trouble.
Oh, yes.
Because it's like the MySpace status, where you just, or Facebook status, where you just post whatever you're thinking at that time.
Just drop a thought down.
Silly. Because your thoughts change.
Thoughts change.
Thoughts change, and you have to have a real, I don't know.
Oh, my God. My Facebook memories from 10 years ago are just
so
awful.
So cringe, babe. So cringe. So, yeah, congratulations, Elon. I'm sure you're thrilled. Well done, babe.
Hot Nights. Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Obviously, for the final time this year, we're getting out of here with a fun little song. This is how we do it.
So long, farewell, I'll meet us and adieu. To you and you and you. So long.
We will see you all again mid-Jan.
See you in 2023, baby.
See you in 2023. Enjoy yourself. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Have fun. Bye, everyone.
Love yous. Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-